What's going on there, sexy people, or fellow Beastians, feral, it's Taltimians, and listen here, we will continue the show, and we will talk about all kinds of cool things, mainly video games, and what is Everything XM's best, and for Deathmog of Doom, listen to it now, and awesomeness, yes!
Alright, the next segment of the Boot Chat Radio Podcast are video game releases of the month. Abuya, this is your segment of the podcast where you just talk... It's been a while since we did this. This is your segment of the podcast. Okay. This is your segment of the podcast where you name the releases and we sit back and relax, give us all of our opinions, and go ahead, my friend.
All right. Since we haven't done this in a while, and probably won't ever do it again, I'm going to do the whole entire month.
Hooray!
Huzzah!
All right. Starting all the way back at the 6th, Sims 3, Dragon Valley.
This is pretty funny. The Sims 3 is now doing their own take on Skyrim.
Oh, boy.
I remember there was a Sims Medieval that I think used the Sims 2 engine, but it was like in medieval times. Because I think the reason they did it, because for a long time, there was a lot of medieval mods that were very popular. It's called Sims Medieval. It's like a separate game, but it uses the Sims 2 engine. And it's kind of a weird thing, but Dragon Age, is it like a fantasy-themed one? Can you actually fight in that? Or is it just like Sims with dragons and elves?
I don't know. Is this one of the Sims stories? Sims stuff? Sims Dragon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a look. Because there's an upcoming Sims 3 expansion pack that's based on the future.
Well, they're running out of real life stuff that they could add, that, you know, that wouldn't be, you know, other than like booze and like sex stuff, and they won't do that. So they have to go to the science fiction realm.
Oh, this is the fantasy realm. This is an expansion pack.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so basically you have baby dragons as your pet. And, wow. Basically all you do is adventure around the medieval times.
It sounds like Sims Medieval for Sims 2. It's the equivalent of that.
Yeah, basically. All right, what's next?
Amuya, we need to know what's coming next, man. The next title.
Sorry, I'm trying to eat a sandwich.
A sandwich?
You want a dang sandwich?
But I think everyone's trying to...
Hey, Amuya, did you reach enlightenment and you got yourself a free sub?
No.
Hey, remember that, honey?
This is a bagel sandwich. This is a bagel sandwich.
Okay.
Did you put mayonnaise on it?
No. Cream cheese.
You mean the cream cheese I put mayonnaise in?
No.
Move on.
Anyway,
sandwich of the month.
I think the whole entire reason why they changed it to Dragon Valley, because dragons are the new thing that's in now. Especially with Game of Thrones being popular. And speaking of dragons, we have, for the PS3, Dragon's Crown.
Wow.
Oh, that's the one with the ladies with the big boobs. Yeah, that's a pass.
Seriously. Seriously, dragons are becoming like the Twilight right now.
Is it like this...
go through the internet. What?
is it like this beat-em-up, this scrolling beat-em-up?
Yes, with the beat-em-up fantasy, ultra-stylized.
Honestly, it looks interesting, but yeah, the whole over-sexualized females. I think there's no problem with females looking attractive, but yeah, that's a little bit... Actually, a lot over the top, but...
What is this game?
This game is cool!
In their defense, though, they do also ultra muscleize the guys. I mean, just look at the dwarf.
No, that's pretty normal for a dwarf, so.
Oh,
it's Atlas.
Yeah, okay. Team McBay will have to do that rant someday.
The dwarf looks like he belongs in a 90s Image comic.
Mm. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, we did talk about this at the E3 2013, so I think we should move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Coming out on the 6th for the PS3, Tales of Exilia?
Exilia. Shintai did the first impressions on that. He's a big fan of that series.
Yes, Shintai loves Tales of Games.
It's like it's a JRPG, and apparently it's a very revered series. There's a lot of JRPGs which are real-time combat, like Secret of Mana, for example.
Mana!
Mana!
I say Mano, you say mayonnaise.
You know, this kind of sucks. Our last time, and there aren't that many funny names. Moving on to the 11th, 3DS, Mario and Luigi Dream Team.
Wow, the franchise is going back to the 80s as the Dream Team.
The Dream Team Bros. Isn't it called Dream Team Bros in other countries?
Dream Team Bros.
This is the one where
it is in Australia.
You play as Mario and you hop into Luigi's dreams.
Yep, that's the one. And I know in Australia, that's called Dream Team Bros in Australia. I know.
It's kind of disturbing if you think about it. It reminds me of The Cell, only I would think Mario would mess with Luigi, honestly.
The thing is, it's
Marioception.
Let Hanu talk!
The thing is, they made so many of these games already. What is the series again? It's Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, it's the RPG series with those two brothers. This time, they're journeying into Dream, like from Bowser's Inside.
They made so many games, and the promotional shot or the cover shot of them is always them just standing next to each other. And I saw that on Nintendo's website, and I saw like, oh my god, even Luigi's bored with this series already. He's fallen asleep. Like, it's just so great.
It's supposed to be the year of Luigi or something, where they highlight Luigi games.
Yeah, I know about it. I know about Luigi. I know about Ouija.
Ouija.
You said Ouija?
In one of the racing games, if you picked Baby Luigi, he can't say the name right. He says, Baby Ouija.
Nobody cares about Ouija.
Good impression there, Cinder.
Mm. Mario.
That's Double Dash.
All right, guys. Let's all play Double Dash online right now.
Does Double Dash even have online?
No, we can't. No, we can. It's a GameCube game, silly.
Moving on to something a little more adult. Coming out yesterday. Payday 2 for the 360 and PS3.
I hear they'll pay you if you buy it.
Hey, that's a Pokemon. Hey, that's a Pokemon attack.
Also, I think the PC. So, PC brother, gotta put in the PC.
I think the PC version came out early.
So they all made
right.
a game.
Then whatever.
They made
then you were right.
So they made a game based around getting your paycheck.
This can be pretty exciting.
This is the sequel to a PC game that caught a lot of attention last year, and basically, you're bank robbers.
Oh, Payday. Nice. Yes.
Although
that's
I wouldn't
almost
have
sort of clever.
Although I really wouldn't have been surprised because they did pitch an idea for a stock market game once.
Actually, there is games that deal with stock markets.
The whole game was stock market. Like if you pick the right stocks, your level would increase and stuff like that.
Oh, hey.
Yes, there is games where you sell and stuff on the stocks. Those are like the various manager games that deal with that. Like, what is it? Capitalism, for example.
So Payday, right?
Yeah.
You know, all this talk about Payday, I feel like I want to get that snack bar.
Anyway, ain't you're nuts.
Nice punch.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Ooh, this is Zookstar's most anticipated game of this month.
All right.
Coming out for the Wii, really? PC, Zookstar. 360, and PS3.
Or Wii U.
Disney Infinity.
Wait. What? That's not my anticipated
game. I was being sarcastic.
You already but you already promised us a review and a let's play.
Okay. Maybe it's because you're doing the Disney reviews.
Oh, Gex, now you've upset Zookstar.
Alright.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Alright. Moving on. Moving on.
To infinity and beyond.
20th. Which, holy crap, that day looks busy. First of all, for the 360 and PC, The Bureau, XCOM Declassified.
You've been declassified.
I'm not interested because it's the day trying to make XCOM into a shooter, and the XCOM remake that Firaxis did.
Is
really good.
The project that they canceled?
Didn't cancel it. This was just called XCOM, but they've renamed it. It got a lot of backlash because XCOM fans. Hanu has been playing the new XCOM and
we have watching Let's Play going.
Let's Play going.
I've been watching it very intensely.
I heard that
you're playing the game of watching, Hanu.
Yes, Hanu.
New episodes coming on Sunday, Saturday, or tomorrow, depending on whether I get my next review video done.
Oh, is the Rabka gonna be on it?
Ah, no.
No.
I heard that with this game, though, they did do some retooling. And like Team McBee said before, I'm gonna judge it after I play it. We'll just wait and see now. Also coming out the 20th for 360 and PS3, Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Yes! Yes! Game of the year. Game of the year.
Well,
throwback there.
Coming out.
No, but let me say something about Splinter Cell Blacklist. This will be just, you know, the comeback for this, you know, this up and down series. Okay, because I'm a huge Splinter Cell fan, and it breaks my heart to see that when they jumped to the Xbox era, when they made Double Agent and put in all the unnecessary things, and Splinter Cell Conviction was trying to be way too much like Uncharted, the series was dead. Now we got Sam Fisher in the same uniform of his same gear. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to see it come back.
I liked Conviction.
Oh no, that is just a bleh game.
Then again, I only played the story.
Right,
but anyway, also giving it a run for its money. Also coming out the same day is, get this, Saints Row 4.
We're never going to see Derebka once this game is released.
Sure we are. We're going to see him live on Twitch.
Hey, you're never going to see me again.
Of course, Blue Chow will be over.
No, don't sell yourself to science.
I'm joking. But anyway, then we move on to the 27th. Where there's a bunch of games coming out there. We've got Lost Planet 3.
Oh, no.
Pass!
They're still going with the darn Lost Planet series?
Well, this one looks more ice-based. and looks more story driven. So I'll judge it once it comes out.
Oh, but... yeah, you're giving it too much credit. No, seriously.
No, I'm saying don't judge it until it comes out.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
The previous two games were awful, mediocre games. Nothing new. It was glitchy.
Well, this is supposed to be like a complete retooling and trying to bring back the name. But anyway.
Bring back? They didn't even reach it there.
Anyway, coming out for the PS. All right, so moving on. Finally, a funky title for the PSP. Sweet Fuse at your side.
Sweet Fuse
is at your side. What game is that?
What kind of title is that? It's like Sweet. Okay.
Probably Japanese, not.
Is it a dating game for? Is it a dating game for suicide bombers?
Ouch.
Oh. Ooh.
Persona like with. No, that's not it.
Suicide bombers. That is bad.
People that did Persona.
I had to make a joke. I had to make it.
Interesting that you say that. They're in their icon and their logo, they, like in their title text, there is a like a flaming cartoon bomb at the background.
Yep.
Doesn't look like my kind of game. Sorry.
What is it exactly?
I really have no idea.
Amuya?
Let's see.
I have no idea.
It sounds like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
wow. It's a PSP game. They're still making those.
Oh, wow. My God.
I shouldn't be shocked because... like a month earlier, I didn't realize that the PSP are still making games because guess what? They just released another Shining Force game exclusively here in Japan for just the PSP.
Wow. Let's see. Well, it's already released in Japan, so it's...
Yeah, none of the Shining Force games has ever been released in America since Shining Force 3 in 1998.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. In terms of, like, releasing stuff, it's sort of like, oh, like, you know, there's going to be a game that's going to, like, damn it, Hanu, dating game for suicide bombers. Okay.
Hey, okay. That was not for the podcast. That was for Sendu, who was away, and I was trying to make sure that he was up to date on what the hell we were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make a suicide bomber
mirrors,
joke with the middle.
Smoke and mirrors.
Okay,
it's a game called Sweet Fuse at your side.
And it kind of looks
yes. Suicide bombers for the Middle Eastern guy. Let's do that.
That's one side of the bomb that the bombers will be at.
Wow. No, it was a chain.
Hey, Gex, anyway. do I still make that noise when I leave my mic
first
undone?
First and only date.
Anyway, Gex, you were talking about Zook's most anticipated. I've got your most anticipated. Madden NFL 25.
Next.
Wait, I've got something to say about the sport. It is a game of outdated dates. Next.
Wait. Before we move
that's
on.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. The year is always ahead.
Yeah, and this time it's like, wow, over a decade ahead.
Yeah.
25.
If you take, I know I've made this joke before, but I'll say it again. If it did actually take place in year 2000, in year 2024, I would play it.
Okay.
With futuristic pigskin.
Would you? I'm not sure you would.
I might have. But anyway, moving on to the last one. PS3, 360, and PC. A little game called Killer is Dead.
Killer? What?
Now, I have a question here. Those two games that has like the Sweet Fuse and Killer is Dead, are those from Japan?
I feel like they're from Japan. Oh wow.
Well I know.
Guys, with a title like that, it basically spoiled the whole entire game.
Well, Killer is Dead. I took a minute for you guys to make fun of the name, but actually, it looks almost promising. It's actually done by, in Europe, it's being published by Deep Silver, and the whole entire executive director of the game is Suda51.
Oh, okay.
But still, I would, despite what kind of developer it is, good or bad, come on, make a better title. It's like, the president has been elected. The banker has been banked.
Okay, yeah.
One thing is here that there's a lot of, actually, and this is nothing against Japanese games. Japanese makes one of the best video games ever, but...
And sometimes the worst.
What?
And sometimes the worst. Don't forget the hentai games.
Some of the worst. Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on hentai games. Like... I attempted two, and the one was actually more funny, and it wasn't actually as explicit, but it was like a parody of one of the Dragon Warrior games, and but it was okay, but it's like I fooled around and I was like, this is not for me. But what is very hit and miss is their titles, and some of their titles, it's either they love German for some reason, you know, and it's like, it's so funny because I speak German and it's like some kind of German word, and it's just like, I just find it kind of silly. Sometimes it does sound cool, but most of the time it just sounds silly. And then they have these titles like that, and I know Suda51, he does anyway already these trippy games. Like what, that one where you're like this dude with the lightsaber and you kill people and money comes out. Like, I know Game Over Thinker loved that game.
Hey, Yamuya, I think we still have some time for next month.
Oh, crud.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I already closed out of that window.
Control-Shift-T, Control-Shift-T.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, great. I wasn't even looking in the wrong place.
Ah, no.
Well,
the Maker History find it at all amusing that I was correcting the German in XCOM.
All right. Okay. Next month. We're already going into next month, then. Which also looks like a good month for games, honestly. Because we start off September 3rd. Rayman Legends.
Yes. Woo! Yes. Yes. Game of the year.
Game of the year.
Game of the year.
The year.
Game of the year.
The year.
I was repeating up the year.
What wasn't the Ghost Recon game the game of the year?
No, yeah, it was the Splinter Cell game.
Oh, okay.
I love Ubisoft. Oh my lord. It's it's just great to see another Rayman sequel. I'm glad that Rayman Origins was a great, you know, sold outstandingly, and now they come up with a sequel. Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
Rayman Legends was delayed. It was supposed to be released earlier.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be exclusive for the Wii, but then they changed it to other platforms.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah, that was the case.
Oh, okay.
Although, what did I say? Did I say the Wii?
Yes.
Oh, screw.
There is a Rayman game on the Wii U. I played it at the GameStop. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I actually tried playing.
Anu, can I borrow your Wii U for about 5 years?
5 years.
5 years.
No way, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely
gonna. Can I borrow your console for until it's like obsolete?
A good translation.
Can I borrow your PS4 after you buy it?
Well, yeah.
In fact, why don't you just give me your house keys?
Can I borrow money? Can I borrow all your money and then not pay it back because you're such a great friend? Thanks.
Okay, but yeah, but moving on, like, I would say, yeah, I definitely would agree. Rayman Legends looks very promising. I enjoyed the demo, and I feel like this is going to be another pickup game for this year for me.
All right, next, PC, Total War, Rome 2.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Is this the sequel of the Rome Total War series? I mean, the Rome Total War?
It's the Total War series, and my brother is really into them. I actually only played recently a little bit of Total War, finally. But my brother always has been a big fan of that series, like Medieval Total War and Shogun and it's basically like an updated version of Total War, but I'm sure they're gonna change. They always tweak the gameplay, and I think this is the Total War series. I think it has been a proof that Sega has still some good games in their repertoire, so to speak.
All right.
I don't like Romans. Right,
but here's Romans. Here's one question. I know that. Okay, not a question, but just a statement. I know why Hanu would not get this game. Not just because it's a real-time strategy game, but there's no saber-toothed tigers in Vikings.
Really?
And also, Romans. I hate the Romans. Romans are like the HD remake of the ancient Greeks.
They work.
It might take a while for you to process that one, because they ripped off the pantheon of the Greeks, Hercules is just the Roman version of Heracles.
The reason why I brought up the saber-toothed tiger thingy is because it was really funny when we were doing video games we're now playing, and I was talking about this really cool real-time strategy game, you know, because Hanu put real-time strategy games as his least favorite video game genre ever, and I said, okay, you gotta make this an exception because Power World, this RTS game I'm talking about, has Vikings and saber-toothed tigers.
Vikings riding saber-toothed tigers.
Saber-toothed tiger!
Tyrannosaurus. Mm-hmm.
They really do have Tyrannosaurus.
What tiger?
They really do have Tyrannosaurus. best line ever.
There is a...
Speaking
of dinosaurs, Samuya, did you buy your Legacy Morpher yet?
What?
I said, did you buy the Legacy Morpher yet?
No.
I'm gonna have to show you what that is after this.
Oh, the little one.
I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is, but
it's made of metal.
I just really don't have any money to spend right now.
Oh, if it isn't Sandu's little brother.
but anyway, hey.
They're just running around and playing with my boxing gloves.
All right. So let's move on.
Okay.
Moving from talking about little brothers to none other than Dead or Alive 5 Ultimate.
Jiggly woo.
Pretty much.
Ultimate.
Sorry.
Jiggle physics, and let's punch each other with the jiggle physics.
Sorry, Miss McBee.
Whatever. I know about freaking Dead or Alive being very sexually oriented and stuff.
They gave it a physics engine and prided themselves in that.
I played it. It's a very average fighting game. Honestly, I don't find it that great. There's many others that are much better, I think.
All right, so let's move on.
Strangely, I've never played any of the DOA games, but I have oogled DOA 2 arcade cabinet one time.
Which do you have? Oogled? I didn't.
Oogled.
Oogled. It's a saying that Retro Kaiser started.
Oogled.
Yes. One of the past quests. Yes.
It's a colloquial.
Or probably 14.
Colloquialism.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
what Kaiser said once.
Anyway, moving on. Now, give me a second here before you guys say anything afterwards. Mm-hmm. Young Justice Legacy for the PC, 360, and PS3. Now, the reason why I said give me a second here because I'm actually looking forward to this. But I just have to say one thing. Curse you, Cartoon Network. You used to be awesome, and now you've canceled one of the best shows that wasn't related to The Last Airbender.
They took away Chum Chum?
No, they took away Chowder.
They took away Young Justice.
They took away Young Justice, which was awesome. And if you were a fan of the cartoon, in between season one and season two, they took a 5-year skip. This video game, instead of adapting anything that you saw on the show, is supposed to help blend the 5-year gap between season one and season two, actually looks pretty awesome.
Okay.
Now we know.
And knowing it's half the battle.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. I knew that reference was going to pop up.
Overused reference ever.
You had to throw in G.I. Joe. Seriously.
I felt like you didn't want it.
Well, because it's you said knowing it's half the battle, so you started it.
It's almost as overused as friendship is magic.
And magic is half the battle.
No.
Anyway, moving on to something less fun. For the 360 and PS3, NHL 14.
Pass.
I only have one hockey game, and that's only good enough for the rest of my life.
Alright. Next. Coming out also the 10th. For PS3 only. Oh. Puppeteer.
Oh, we finally have a ventriloquism simulation game.
No, this actually, if you look into it, I know it's got a silly name, but if you look into it, it actually looks pretty cool. It's actually a platformer.
Yeah, we talked about this. I remember.
Yeah, but with the title like this, I'm imagining that one segment in one episode of King of the Hill where Luann Platter was on the news and she had two blue puppets. One.
Oh, yeah, her
happy one. Yes, one. Sir Penguin, and the other one, that stupid donkey.
Yeah! Yeah! Cheerio!
Oh, it was funny that they put her as the weather girl.
Yeah. And we all know why.
All right, moving on. Probably pick of the month. PS3, also 10. Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix.
Aww. You're coming out with Kingdom Hearts 3. And you're throwing in another spinoff.
Well, it's more of a remake than a spinoff, so.
Yeah, but, and it's basically doing an HD version of the portable.
I think story. It's kind of a ripoff because HD might be great and everything, but I feel like. I don't even know Kingdom Hearts, but I do know that people have been wanting a proper sequel. And now I've seen that they announced it, and the thing is that it took them forever, and now they just say, they're kind of milking that hype, and they're just saying that, oh yeah, and now buy the first game, but the HD remix, and I think that's kind of a...
Aww.
Exactly.
It also fit the situation.
And knowing it's knowing is half the gex up.
Yeah.
G.I. Cobra.
Cobra!
Well, gex up would be a cobra because he is a lizard, so.
You mean a reptile.
G.I. tail time. Yeah.
It's tail time. Not that kind of tail.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on. Moving PC on 360 and PS3. Ooh, 17. Sorry. Of course. GTA 5.
No. Amuya, you got it wrong. For Send the Muya. X, no, for, okay, Amuya, you got it wrong. Now I got the names wrong. Okay, Amuya, you got it wrong. On the schedule says Xbox 360. It spelled it this way: GTA V. For PS3 and PC, Grand Theft Auto 5. Pick your poison, people.
I know.
I love it when video game releases always screw up their schedules and the names and titles.
Yep, just like they said, we skipped over it, but with Rayman Legends, they said that only the PS3 version was coming out. But anyway, Grand Theft Auto 5 actually looks pretty decent. Find it kind of cool that you can switch between 3 different characters. And they're soon about to debut footage of them doing online for one of the first times, and apparently doing it very differently than ever before. But moving on to our last title, and dude, I swear when I said it earlier, I did not know it was coming. Our last title for VG releases for Boot Chow Radio Podcast is FIFA 14.
Hey, 80! Wait, hey, 80! Do you know there's another FIFA game coming out? Oh, sorry, wrong brother.
Pass.
Hey, gamers, you want to take a look at my soccer ball?
No.
Okay,
lost on words.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but the FIFA games, at least the older ones, I thought they were kind of fun. Also, I think some select soccer games can be fun, but if it's sports games, I usually prefer basketball.
Even if you have mild interest in the sport, you can't play it because the games expect you to know all these team names and stuff. Like, select your dream team. I don't know who any of these people are.
Soccer game I need, and that's International Superstar Soccer 64.
A lot of S's in there. Yeah, try saying that name 3 times fast.
2 things. One, they're totally missing out on doing one of the best licensed video games ever, Shaolin Soccer. Shaolin Soccer was an awesome movie, if you ever heard of it. But number 2, what the hell was I gonna say?
Shaolin Soccer.
you were listing everything they did wrong.
Oh yeah. Hit the news a while back that soccer fans are crazy. Like, there was one case a while back where basically fans got on stage and decapitated a player.
Ugh!
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
That's
yeah.
bloody creepy.
Wait, sorry. I'm, as I said,
that was in South America, wasn't it? Somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, you mean there was actually a soccer game that ended so bad that it started a war that lasted a couple of days in South America.
And one of the players was decapitated.
Oh, so it's the same one, right?
Yes.
Sorry if I've repeated anything you said. I'm sorry. As I said, I'm getting really tired. So,
dude, I'm in the same boat. I'm only running off caffeine right now.
All right. You know, I really wish that we could just talk about, you know, another Tiger Woods game one more time. I mean, like, I always had a blast every time that pops out in the video game releases.
Well, you can on one of the other gaming podcasts, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Approach group.
Yep.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind podcasting if you didn't have to edit Gex up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's all take a break now.
Okay.